It's time for high school softball, live on 105.5 WRAR. Today's high school softball game broadcast is brought to you by Bella Pizza and Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock, by The Shed Man on 360 in King William, by Andy's Automotive in Manquin, by Nutrient Ag Solutions, by King William Farm Bureau Insurance, by T-Town Tech Work and Western Wear in Tappahannock, by United Bank and BankWithUnited.com, and by McDonald's in Tappahannock, Warsaw, Kilmarnock, and Colonial Beach. Stay tuned now for live coverage of high school softball on 105.5 WRAR-FM, Tappahannock, Warsaw, and all of the Middle Peninsula and Northern Neck, and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Everyone, we are back live at the Bonnetot Sports Complex in Troutville, Virginia. We're here today for the Class 2 State Softball Championship, and it's going to be an all-Region A affair. The Region A champion, King William Cavaliers, will be playing Randolph Henry, which finished runner-up to King William in the regional. We'll talk about that ball game because that was a humdinger last week. But we are looking for an excellent, excellent ball game here today, and I know King William has to feel like they left some stuff behind here last year, Rich.
Well, you were here for that game last year, and that was an extra-inning loss yesterday, and that was in the semifinals.
Yep.
Yesterday, an extra-inning win to get to the championship today, and it's a beautiful morning here out in Troutville, Virginia, at the Bonnetot Sports Complex. It's about 74 degrees. The umpires and coaches are meeting at home plate right now, and we'll come back and talk more about this big ball game, the state championship between King William and Randolph Henry, live on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Craving a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's? How about a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel? Freshly toasted with butter, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, a fluffy folded egg, and two slices of melty American cheese. Or how about a steak bagel? Freshly toasted with real butter, a tender, juicy steak patty, a fluffy folded egg, melty American cheese, and savory grilled onions. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, McDonald's has something for everyone. In Tappahannock, Warsaw, Kilmarnock, and Colonial Beach.
Looking for a bank that cares about you and the community you live in? Hi, this is Temple Womack, branch manager for United Bank in Tappahannock. At United Bank, we make decisions locally, and we offer the friendly, personal service you deserve. United Bank is also a small business bank and understands your small business needs. Know that we are here to meet all your financial needs.
United Bank, bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Andy's Automotive and Transmission, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. They sell only the best parts, including OEM parts, and they're only installed by ASE-certified technicians committed to being the best in automotive service and providing you with quality car care at a fair price. At Andy's Automotive, they don't guess, they test. 123 Commerce Park Drive in Manquin. Call Andy's Automotive at 769-9988 or online at andysautomotiveandtransmission.com.
The Shed Man on 360 in Aylett, in business for over 30 years. The Shed Man, family owned and operated, sells sheds in all shapes, sizes, and colors. You can even order custom sheds at no extra charge. While you're there, stop into the She Shed, selling Amish gifts and decor, along with a huge selection of outdoor poly furniture. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 5, Saturdays 10 till 3, and Sunday by appointment. Call The Shed Man at 769-1112.
Nothing beats the flavors, the taste, and the great company at Bella's Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock. Sauce made fresh, the right way, the Italian way. Bella's Pizza serves all the great Italian dishes, hand-tossed pizza, subs, salads, and a host of other Italian dishes. Don't miss the Monday through Friday lunch buffet at Bella's. Family lunch or dinner, it's Bella's Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock.
Your King William Farm Bureau insurance agents, Randy Kelly, Kristen Lockridge, and Troy Simons, and your King and Queen Farm Bureau agent, Mike Pumo, are here for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and even renter's insurance. Get the membership advantage with King William Farm Bureau on Route 360 in King William, or King and Queen Farm Bureau near West Point, or online at farmbureauadvantage.com.
good luck to King William in the state tournament from Nutrien Ag Solutions, located in Aylett. Just like in sports, it takes teamwork. Nutrien Ag Solutions is the world's largest provider of crop, inputs, and services. Decade after decade, Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to provide the best technologies, tools, and products for the American farmer and the work they do. Call Nutrien Ag Solutions in Aylett at 769-9200.
T-Town Tack Work in Western Ware in Tappahannock carries the brands you know and love like Red Wing, Irish Setter, Ariat, Carhartt, Extra Tough, Hey Dude, Georgia, Old South, plus Dansko and Brighton. T-Town Tack also carries scrubs, hats, jewelry, horse supplies, and much more. Not sure of the size? Well, a gift card is always the perfect fit. Shop local. Shop T-Town Tack Work in Western Ware in Tappahannock and check them out on Facebook.
Craving a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's? How about a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel? Freshly toasted with butter, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, a fluffy folded egg, and two slices of melty American cheese. Or how about a steak bagel? Freshly toasted with real butter, a tender, juicy steak patty, a fluffy folded egg, melty American cheese, and savory grilled onions. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, McDonald's has something for everyone. In Tappahannock, Warsaw, Kilmarnock, and Colonial Beach.
All right, we are back in Troutville here at Botetourt Complex getting ready for King William in their attempt for a state championship against Randolph Henry. The teams are being introduced right now on the field. I'll give you the starting lineups here right now for Randolph Henry. Batting first is the catcher number four, Alyssa Townsend. Batting second will be the pitcher, Danner Allen, number eight. Batting third is the third baseman, number 18, Glenna Vereen. Batting fourth is going to be the first baseman, number 15, Kendall Sneed. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number two, Abigail Dixon. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number three, Summer Jones. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 12, Sydney Hamlet. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number five, Elena Carey. And batting ninth for Randolph Henry, the right fielder, number one, Kara Trent. And the record for Randolph Henry is 21-4. Now the starting lineup for King William, who, by the way, will be the home team in this game. Batting first is the pitcher, number nine, Taylor Johnson. Batting second will be the shortstop, number 13, Addie Kirby. Batting third, the first baseman, number 14, Peyton Lewis. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, number 17, Jillian Smith. Batting fifth will be the second baseman, number six, Holland Krukowski. Batting sixth, center fielder, number five, Annabelle Townsend. Batting seventh will be the catcher, number seven, Skylar Merriweather. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, number 12, Chloe Harley. And batting ninth for King William will be the left fielder, number four, Olivia Hunter. King William's record is 17-2. Their head coach, Elizabeth Welshone.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with more as we lead up to Randolph Henry and King William in the Class 2 State Girls Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Looking for a bank that cares about you and the community you live in? Hi, this is Temple Womack, branch manager for United Bank in Tappahannock. At United Bank, we make decisions locally, and we offer the friendly, personal service you deserve. United Bank is also a small business bank and understands your small business needs. Know that we are here to meet all your financial needs.
United Bank. Bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Andy's Automotive and Transmission, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. They sell only the best parts, including OEM parts, and they're only installed by ASE-certified technicians committed to being the best in automotive service and providing you with quality car care at a fair price. At Andy's Automotive, they don't guess, they test. 123 Commerce Park Drive in Manquin. Call Andy's Automotive at 769-9988 or online at andysautomotiveandtransmission.com.
The Shed Man on 360 in Aylett, in business for over 30 years. The Shed Man, family owned and operated, sells sheds in all shapes, sizes, and colors. You can even order custom sheds at no extra charge. While you're there, stop into the She Shed, selling Amish gifts and decor along with a huge selection of outdoor poly furniture. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 5, Saturdays 10 till 3, and Sunday by appointment. Call The Shed Man at 769-1112.
Nothing beats the flavors, the taste, and the great company at Bella's Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock. Sauce made fresh, the right way, the Italian way. Bella's Pizza serves all the great Italian dishes, hand-tossed pizza, subs, salads, and a host of other Italian dishes. Don't miss the Monday through Friday lunch buffet at Bella's. Family lunch or dinner, it's Bella's Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock.
Welcome back to Botetourt and the Girls Class 2 State Softball Championship. Beautiful morning again out here in the valley. The only real difference I see is we don't have the wind that we had yesterday. On this field yesterday would have been a big wind blowing out the center field. What wind is blowing this morning is blowing from right to left. So I don't know what the dimensions are here. Probably about 200 all the way around. So any power hitters that hit it to left field might have a little bit of an advantage there with that win. King William and Randolph Henry, they had a knockdown dragout for the Region A championship last week, and King William won that on a weird play. We'll be talking about that a little more as we go along.
1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. So this should be an exciting Class 1 state championship. First pitch to Townsend is going to miss high and away, ball one. King William girls won in an exciting way yesterday to advance to the final. King William boys lost in a heartbreaker. Next pitch just off the plate, 2-0.
Pitcher Taylor Johnson, senior. She'll be going on to play for James Madison University next year.
Here's the 2-0. There's a foul ball back to the screen.
She's a left-hander. And King William this year, as we mentioned, their record was 17-2. They lost twice this year to bigger schools, and that was it.
Yeah, one of those losses was to Cosby, 8-3. The other was to New Kent, 2-1. Here is the 2-1. That's going to jam Townsend inside, and the count will run to 3-1. Noticeably bigger crowd here for this Saturday game. I'll tell you, it's tough to bring a big crowd when you're coming from a long ways away. There's a ball for a low walk, so the leadoff batter is on board, and here comes the pitcher, Dana Allen.
I think we're going to change that name slightly. Jim, we were in a rush to get things together, but it's Danner Allen.
Danner, okay. Danner Allen. First pitch, check swing, call strike.
King Williams' defense is pretty much playing straight up. Outfielders are in normal positions, infielders as well.
Johnson with the 0-1 ground ball to first. That could be a double play. First on to second. They relay back to first base. Is going to get away from Krakowski, who was covering the bag. So the batter is safe. The lead runner is out on the field of choice. So one away, one on here for Randolph Henry in the top of the first.
That was a close play at second base, and
I was
almost a little surprised that she even went that way instead of going and tagging first for the out, but turned out good for King William.
Coming up later on today, Bruce Thomas and Malcolm Lewis will be over in Salem at the Kiwanis Field for the Class 1 Boys Baseball Championship. Rappahannock looking for their fifth state title over there this afternoon. I believe that starts at 2 o'clock. That'll be over on River Country 107.5.
Well, we have a couple of unusual spectators, Jim. Look outside the right field
fence.
Oh,
yeah.
A couple of people on horseback.
First pitch is going to be a call strike to Glenna Verrance.
All the games you've ever done.
Yep.
Have you seen that before?
Never seen horses at the ball game. 0-1, foul at the plate, 0-2. Over behind us, the Class 1 Girls Championship, Rye Cove and Eastside. That should be getting underway right about now as well. There's a breaking ball and a check swing foul back to the fence.
No, Jim, I think that schedule's a little different. That Class 1 will follow this game.
Oh, it will follow this game on this field. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, if Rappahannock had been playing, we would have been doing that game.
Here's the 0-2. There's a chopper to second base.
Nice.
Yeah, the possibility of a double play. They get the no. The shortstop dropped the ball at second, so everybody is safe.
Very nice play by the second baseman.
Krukowski.
Krukowski backhanded the ground ball and tossed it to second base to the shortstop, Kirby, but she couldn't handle the throw, so the runner was safe.
So Randolph Henry has runners at first and second now with only one out. The batter is the first baseman, Kendall Sneed. She takes the first pitch for a call strike.
So then Vereen reaches on a fielder's choice. I'm not sure, would that be scored as an error to dropping the ball?
Next pitch fouled off, out of play down the first base side.
I'm not sure that they actually would have gotten the runner at second.
Yeah, I don't know.
Scoreboard does not have an error on it, so apparently not.
Runs are going to be at a premium here today. The regional championship last week ended up 1-0. Next pitch, fastball is outside and low. A ball and two strikes.
So yesterday we were watching a Division I pitcher for against Rappahannock going to East Tennessee State. Today we're watching a pitcher that's going to be going to JMU.
And Taylor misses high on that. Two balls and two strikes with one away. Abigail Dixon, the center fielder, on deck for Randolph Henry. Here's a chop foul at the plate.
Taylor Johnson, not only a stellar pitcher, she's the leadoff batter for King William and has a batting average over 500.
Mm. So she's tough all the way around. She's a left-hander, and boy, she's got some fire on that fastball.
Ooh.
There is a
off-speed
call strike three, so that was a big out there, out number two, and they'll bring up Abigail Dixon, the center fielder.
I want to thank my buddy Randy Kelly for a text message he just sent me. The shortstop for King William, Addie Kirby, is the niece of UVA's coach, Matt Kirby.
Ground ball back to the box to Johnson. She picks it up over to Lewis for the out. That will do it. Randolph Henry will leave two on here in the top of the first. At the end of a half inning of play, it's Randolph Henry nothing. King William coming to bat. You're listening to the girls' Class 2 State Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Your King William Farm Bureau insurance agents, Randy Kelly, Kristen Lockridge, and Troy Simons, and your King and Queen Farm Bureau agent, Mike Pumo, are here for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and even renter's insurance. Get the membership advantage with King William Farm Bureau on Route 360 in King William, or King and Queen Farm Bureau near West Point, or online at farmbureauadvantage.com.
Good luck to King William in the state tournament from Nutrien Ag Solutions, located in Aylin. Just like in sports, it takes teamwork. Nutrien Ag Solutions is the world's largest provider of crop, inputs, and services. Decade after decade, Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to provide the best technologies, tools, and products for the American farmer and the work they do. Call Nutrien Ag Solutions in Aylin at 769-9200.
Back at Botetourt, we go to the home half for the first inning. Taylor Johnson, Addison Kirby, and Peyton Lewis coming up to face the left-hander, Danner Allen.
Danner Allen, yeah. I'm told, is also going to be a D1 college pitcher next year at Liberty. So Liberty and JMU, these two pitchers may be facing each other in college.
Third baseman Verence up the line about 10 feet. Here's the first pitch. That's going to be call strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Lefty against lefty. And both of them are very good. Here's a ground ball. Boy, that just did go foul down the first base line. Just missed going over the edge of the bag. So that will make us at 0-2 on the count.
Outfield playing fairly deep, especially in center.
Big gap in right center. Center fielder shaded over towards left. There's the 0-2, and there's a ground ball. Hot one to second base. Hamlet dropped it, picks it up on the first for the first out of the inning. So one away, and the batter will be the shortstop, Addison Kirby.
I just mentioned a moment ago about Addie Kirby. She is the niece of Matt Kirby, who is the first base coach for the University of Virginia baseball team.
Wow. First pitch to Kirby is going to be off the plate, 1-0.
Matt Kirby, of course, went to King William, played for King William, played in college, and now he's the first base coach at UVA.
1-0 from Allen. That's going to miss outside as well. Oh, no, they do call the strike on it. I'm sorry. One ball, one strike. Home plate umpire setting up over the left shoulder of the catcher. Count at 1-1 to Kirby with nobody on in the first. That'll be outside. Oh, no, that's going to get corner again. This umpire not real quick making his calls behind the plate as well. A ball and two strikes now to Kirby.
I got another little piece of information coming up after this pitch.
That was definitely outside. Two balls, two strikes, all right?
So these two pitchers in this game,
yeah,
they are on the same travel ball team.
Oh, yeah?
So they're teammates.
Huh.
The team is Stars Gold.
That's an interesting...
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure where Randolph Henry is. Somewhere down in Southside, Virginia. Next pitch, fly ball out of play down the left field side. This is state championship day for all kind of stuff, except for tennis. Rappahannock has wrapped all that up.
Well, it's swept. One thing is not wrapped up, and that's this morning's single state championship.
Oh, I thought that was already decided,
too. Nope, they're playing that right now.
There's a swing and a miss for out number two.
Yeah, the Rappahannock team won the state championship on Thursday. Yesterday, the Rappahannock doubles team won the state championship. And today, in singles, Sadie Packett for Rappahannock going for the state championship and the clean sweep.
So two away, and we've got first baseman Peyton Lewis at the plate. First pitch, ground ball. That's going to be off the glove of the first baseman. Here's the throw into first. That is not in time. You know, in that Lancaster ball game yesterday, one of the Lancaster ball players hit a line drive out to right field, and he got thrown out going to first, which is unusual in baseball.
By the way, if you did not know, I brought up Virginia baseball. They won their first game of the Super Regional in Charlottesville yesterday, 7-4.
So two out, Peyton Lewis on at first base, and here's the third baseman, Jillian Smith, swinging a miss, 0-1. That win in the regional championship, King William over Randolph Henry. King William manufactured that run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Had a delayed steal to third and overthrow. Here's a swing and a miss again, 0-2. So, Dana Allen up in the count. Allen winds, fires, swing and a miss, strike three. The side is retired. King William will leave one. At the end of one complete, it's Randolph Henry nothing, King William nothing. You're listening to the Class 2 State Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at realradio804.com.
Your King William Farm Bureau insurance agents, Randy Kelly, Kristen Lockridge, and Troy Simons, and your King and Queen Farm Bureau agent, Mike Pumo, are here for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and even renter's insurance. Get the membership advantage with King William Farm Bureau on Route 360 in King William, or King and Queen Farm Bureau near West Point, or online at farmbureauadvantage.com.
Good luck to King William in the state tournament from Nutrien Ag Solutions, located in Ailent. Just like in sports, it takes teamwork. Nutrien Ag Solutions is the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services. Decade after decade, Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to provide the best technologies, tools, and products for the American farmers and the work they do. Call Nutrien Ag Solutions in Ailent at 769-9200.
6, 7, and 8 hitters coming up for Randolph Henry here in the top of the second. Around the infield for King William, Peyton Lewis at first, Holly Krukowski at second, Addison Kirby at short, Jillian Smith is at third base. First pitch is going to be outside, ball one. In the outfield, it's Olivia Unser in left, Annabelle Townsend in center, Chloe Harley is the right fielder. Taylor Johnson, the King William pitcher, gets a swing and a miss, and the count will go to 1-1. And behind the plate, her battery mate is number 7, Skylar Merriweather. 1-1 to the leadoff batter. Here's a pop-up to shallow left field, and the center fielder actually is going to come on. Annabelle Townsend will take that just a couple of steps back on the outfield grass for out number one.
Also underway right now in Salem at Roanoke College, the Northumberland girls soccer team is playing for the state championship against Auburn. They won with penalty kicks yesterday.
First pitch low and away to Hamlet.
And the West Point boys are going to be playing for the state championship right after that at 12:30 against Galax.
Here's a check swing and a bouncer down to second base. Krukowski dropped it, recovers on to first base for out number two.
I think you're going to see not only stellar pitching in this game, but very good defense.
Yeah.
These two teams are coming off very good seasons.
I can tell you, if you can get a run on the board, I think you're going to be in pretty good shape. First pitch, bunt attempt by Casey Carey.
And the King William third baseman, Jillian Smith, first baseman, Peyton Lewis, charging hard on the bunt attempt.
Two away, again, a bunt attempt. That's going to be high, 1-1.
Fellow well coached, because every player on the field is moving.
Yep.
On the bunt attempt.
1-1. That'll miss outside. Oh, it's going to be a call strike. Well, that looked high from here.
I think the high school home plate umpires are taking notes from the college umpires. They have that delayed signal for the strike.
1-2 pitch, and that was a bunt attempt. It was fouled, so he's out.
Yep. That was considered a strikeout.
Yep. So that will end the inning, and Randolph Henry goes 1-2-3 in the second. At the end of an inning and a half, Randolph Henry nothing, King William nothing. You're listening to the girls' Class 2 State Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at realradio804.com.
T-Town Tack Work in Western Wear in Tappahannock carries the brands you know and love like Red Wing, Irish Setter, Ariat, Carhartt, Extra Tough, Hey Dude, Georgia, Old South, plus Dansko and Brighton. T-Town Tack also carries scrubs, hats, jewelry, horse supplies, and much more. Not sure of the size? Well, a gift card is always the perfect fit. Shop local. Shop T-Town Tack Work in Western Wear in Tappahannock and check them out on Facebook.
Craving a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's? How about a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel? Freshly toasted with butter, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, a fluffy folded egg, and two slices of melty American cheese. Or how about a steak bagel? Freshly toasted with real butter, a tender, juicy steak patty, a fluffy folded egg, melty American cheese, and savory grilled onions. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, McDonald's has something for everyone. In Tappahannock, Warsaw, Kilmarnock, and Colonial Beach.
Dana Allen set to go against Chase Harley, Chloe Harley, and Taylor Johnson here in the bottom of the second. No score. In fact, no hits yet. First pitch is going to be a ball one.
Actually, King William did have a hit in the first inning, but the runner was stranded. Although the scoreboard doesn't show a hit. I gave her a hit.
Oh, yeah. That pitch. That will certainly get the outside corner, a ball and two strikes.
Now today we can see the scoreboard nicely because the sun is not shining on it. Yesterday was very difficult to read the scoreboard.
Foul back to the third base dugout. I've got something written wrong down here.
This is
batter is number six.
Holland Krukowski.
Yep.
The second baseman.
Yep.
Then Annabelle Townsend, then Tyler Merriweather.
Right. Okay.
Followed by Chloe Harley and Olivia Unser, if we get there. There's a
swing and miss and another strikeout. So Allen picks up another K.
And that is her third strikeout out of, what, five batters. So Townsend, the center fielder, is up. And center fielder for Randolph Henry playing pretty deep on this batter.
First pitch, that looked good from here, and it is a call strike. This ball game could go pretty quickly this morning. There's not going to be a lot of hitting, a lot of scoring. I don't imagine it's going to be a whole lot of big innings at bat. Next pitch. This is outside 1-1.
Yeah, this definitely looks like a bigger crowd than we had yesterday on both sides.
So you know that lost by Randolph Henry to King William last week in the regional final. That stuck in their craw for a while. Here's a little shot back to the mound, picked up by Allen over to first. That will be out number two on the inning.
That was basically a check swing, accidental
hit
of the ball, and it went to the pitcher who made the play.
So two away, and it'll bring up the catcher, Skylar Merriweather.
There's a little breeze now. Is that breeze coming in?
I was going to say it looked like earlier it was blowing more right to left. Now it looks like it's more coming in from center field. First pitch is fouled off by Barry Miller. Chase Harley is on deck.
I wonder how they make the decision to choose which field here to use. I guess maybe because the Class 2 semifinal was on this field yesterday. We were on field one yesterday, field three today.
0-1. Missing high, 1-1.
And the Rappahannock baseball team is going to play for the state championship at 1 o'clock today at Kiwanis Field in Salem.
Yeah, Bruce and Malcolm will have that game for you over on River Country 107.5. That was a good-looking shot right there.
That was a strike. That's of the late call.
One ball, two strikes, two away, and nobody on for Randolph Henry here in the top of the third already. or nobody for King William in the bottom of the second. I'm sorry. There's a ground ball to short, picked up by Jones over to first.
Well, the throw was high, but the first baseman was able to make the tag.
So that will do it for King William in the second. Still scoreless, Randolph Henry and King William. You're listening to the Girls State Class 2H Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at realradio804.com.
Looking for a bank that cares about you and the community you live in? Hi, this is Temple Womack, branch manager for United Bank in Tappahannock. At United Bank, we make decisions locally, and we offer the friendly, personal service you deserve. United Bank is also a small business bank and understands your small business needs. Know that we are here to meet all your financial needs.
United Bank. Bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Andy's Automotive and Transmission. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. They sell only the best parts, including OEM parts, and they're only installed by ASE-certified technicians committed to being the best in automotive service and providing you with quality car care at a fair price. At Andy's Automotive, they don't guess, they test. 123 Commerce Park Drive in Manquin. Call Andy's Automotive at 769-9988 or online at andysautomotiveandtransmission.com.
Back we go to the girls' Class 2 State Softball Championship, and pitchers' duel shaping up here. After two innings, we are scoreless.
You knew it would be because what happened last week in the regional championship, these teams faced each other, and it was a 1-0 win for King William in the very last bat.
Two lefties facing each other today.
Teammates, travel ball teammates, we have learned. They know each other well.
Yeah, they do. Tara Taylor, the pitcher for King William, she suffered that loss last year in the state semifinals, and that was a heartbreaker because King William had several opportunities in that ball game to put some runs on the board and just couldn't come up with a crucial hit at the time they needed it. So here we move to the top of the third. Summer Jones will be the batter. I'm sorry, Kara Trent will be the batter.
And I know that was an out at first. I was looking down and didn't see who it was hit to.
I was looking down, too. I believe it was
third base.
Third base, I think.
5-3 for the first out.
So a quick out here to start the inning. It's back to the top of the order for the catcher, Alyssa Townsend.
She drew a walk her first time up.
That pitch is a call strike.
And then was out on a fielder's choice.
Taylor ready. Breaking ball. Strike two on the swing and a miss.
Outfield for King William is playing normal depth all the way around. Infield is playing normal as well.
Here's the 0-2, and that's call strike three, caught looking for Townsend. And with two away, we're back to the pitcher, Dana Allen.
Danner Allen. This is interesting. I mean, these two, they know each other well.
First pitch, breaking ball, and Allen pulled the string, couldn't catch up with that breaker. 0-1. Taylor ready to go again, back with the fastball. That's going to miss inside and low.
So Allen reached on a fielder's choice, her first bat, and was stranded at second in the first inning.
There haven't been a lot of base runners.
That ball went
off her leg.
That slipped big time. Yep. That was a ground ball to the plate. You don't see that very often.
No. Two balls and one strike. That hit off the side of Johnson's left leg. There's a swing and a miss. The count is back to square at 2-2.
And comes back with smoke on the next pitch. Blew that one by her.
Both these girls can throw some fire now. 2-2 offering. That is going to be popped up, and that's playable. The pitcher's going to take it. That will be Taylor Johnson makes the play.
Yep.
So that will be three up, three down for Randolph Henry here in the third. We're cruising right along. No score in the girls' Class 2 state softball championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at realradio804.com. Hey.
Andy's Automotive and Transmission, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. They sell only the best parts, including OEM parts, and they're only installed by ASE-certified technicians committed to being the best in automotive service and providing you with quality car care at a fair price. At Andy's Automotive, they don't guess, they test. 123 Commerce Park Drive in Manquin. Call Andy's Automotive at 769-9988 or online at andysautomotiveandtransmission.com.
The Shed Man on 360 in Aylett, in business for over 30 years. The Shed Man, family owned and operated, sells sheds in all shapes, sizes, and colors. You can even order custom sheds at no extra charge. While you're there, stop into the She Shed, selling Amish gifts and decor, along with a huge selection of outdoor poly furniture. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 5, Saturdays 10 till 3, and Sunday by appointment. Call The Shed Man at 769-1112.
Back at the Class 2 State Softball Championship, we got a pitcher's duel going here. It is nothing to nothing as we go to the bottom of the third. I just watched Skylar Merriweather on her throw down to second base. I don't think you want to run on this arm too much. She threw some fire down to second base. Here we go with King William in the bottom of the third. Chloe Harley to lead it off. First pitch. That's going to be a foul ball just off the glove of Vereen at third.
Well, in two innings so far, King William has only sent seven batters to the plate. And in three innings, Randolph Henry has only sent 11 batters to the plate.
Yeah. Very limited hits, very little bit of base running. If you can get somebody on, you better try to do something with it. There's the 0-1 to Chloe. Check swing. That'll be a strike two.
Tanner Allen, the Randolph Henry pitcher, so far with three strikeouts through two innings. We're in an enclosed press box again today, so that's why you can't hear any crowd noise
right
in the background.
0-2, that's high and away a ball.
Fully enclosed, but air-conditioned.
Yeah.
Although it's really not needed that much today.
Olivia Unser on deck for King William here in the bottom of the third.
Temperature's only 74 degrees right now.
Oh, gorgeous morning out here. Here's the one ball, two-strike offering. That'll miss high and away, 2-2. Yeah, it was so cool at the hotel this morning. Bruce had a jacket on.
It was supposed to drop to 55 here early this morning.
Yeah, it was.
I was not up that early to find out.
Well, the count is at 2-2, and that's going to be a swing and a miss. Strike three as Chloe chased that one outside. That'll record another strikeout for Miss Allen. And we'll send the left fielder, Olivia Unser, to the plate.
The number nine batter, and then back to the top of the order. Center field still playing pretty deep.
A lot deeper than Auburn's center fielder yesterday against Rappahannock.
Yeah, if you were listening to that game, we continually commented on how shallow he was playing. That first pitch was a ball.
One ball and no strikes to Unser. So sign of...
He squared the bunt, and a first baseman, third baseman for Randolph Henry charging hard.
Pitch ended up being outside for a ball, two. First and third baseman's up the line here now. Allen Wines. Boy, that was a good-looking pitch right there.
And it was.
Two balls and one strike.
It just takes a couple of seconds for that right arm to go up.
Yeah.
On the home plate umpire.
Yeah, our home plate umpires. Not very quick to respond. 2-1 delivery. That should be high. Three balls and a strike. Well, I know King William would like to get that number nine batter
on base.
On base, lead off, or the second batter of the inning. Here's the 3-1, foul back, 3-2.
Yeah, if she can get on base, you're looking at the best hitter on the team. Taylor Johnson, the pitcher, will be batting next.
I imagine this is just how that ball game went in the regional championship last week. There's a swing and a miss. And another K in the books for Dana Allen. That is the second out of the inning, and here comes the pitcher, Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, back-to-back strikeouts for the two outs in this inning. Five total strikeouts so far for Dana Allen. Statesman, that's the nickname. The Randolph Henry Statesman.
Statesman, okay.
You see it on the front of the jersey. Oh, a line drive to the first baseman.
Line drive, yep. That will wind up the Cavaliers in the third. Well, we're almost halfway home and nothing but goose eggs on the scoreboard. No score, Randolph Henry and King William in the Class 2 State Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Nothing beats the flavors, the taste, and the great company at Bella's Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock. Sauce made fresh the right way, the Italian way. Bella's Pizza serves all the great Italian dishes, hand-tossed pizza, subs, salads, and a host of other Italian dishes. Don't miss the Monday through Friday lunch buffet at Bella's. Family lunch or dinner, it's Bella's Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock.
Your King William Farm Bureau insurance agents, Randy Kelly, Kristen Lockridge, and Troy Simons, and your King and Queen Farm Bureau agent, Mike Pumo, are here for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and even renter's insurance. Get the membership advantage with King William Farm Bureau on Route 360 in King William, or King and Queen Farm Bureau near West Point, or online at farmbureauadvantage.com.
Back at the Botetourt Sports Complex. Well, Rich, this game is just a little over a half hour old, and here we are going to the top of the fourth already.
Well, two very, very strong pitchers going against each other, and this is just like the regional championship game. It was zeros until they got to the bottom of the seventh. So, as you said earlier, runners will be at a premium, and if either team gets a runner on with either no out or one out, you may be seeing a bunt to try to get a runner in the scoring position.
Gunnar Vereen will lead it off for the Statesman. First pitch misses outside ball one. I still never saw any indication from the home plate umpire, and they haven't put anything on the board. I take that to be a ball. Next pitch, there is a check swing and a grounder to first base. Lewis takes one step, steps on the bag, and we have one out in the top of the fourth. And here's the first baseman, Kendall Snead, now.
I'm hearing some scratchy noise, and I'm trying to figure out what that is.
First pitch again, a check swing, and a line shot right to Peyton Lewis. Didn't have to blink an eye to get that one.
So one assisted for the first two outs of the inning.
So two away.
I've got an update on the Northumberland girls soccer match.
So we'll bring up the catcher, Abigail Dixon.
Foul tip on that pitch. The Northumberland girls at the halfway point of the first half are leading 2-1.
Go Indians. There's the 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. That was a half-hearted effort on the swing there. Two away, nobody on for Randolph Henry in the top of the fourth, and an 0-2 count to Dixon. Oh, good pitch right there, three up, three down again for Randolph Henry. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, scoreless. It's Randolph Henry and King William for the Class II State Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Your King William Farm Bureau insurance agents, Randy Kelly, Kristen Lockridge, and Troy Simons, and your King and Queen Farm Bureau agent, Mike Pumo, are here for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and even renter's insurance. Get the membership advantage with King William Farm Bureau on Route 360 in King William or King and Queen Farm Bureau near West Point or online at farmbureauadvantage.com.
Good luck to King William in the state tournament from Nutrien Ag Solutions, located in Ayland. Just like in sports, it takes teamwork. Nutrien Ag Solutions is the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services. Decade after decade, Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to provide the best technologies, tools, and products for the American farmer and the work they do. Call Nutrien Ag Solutions in Ayland at 769-9200.
Addison Kirby, the shortstop for King William, will lead it off for the Cavaliers here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch is fouled off, and now to play down the left field side. I think Randolph Henry's gone down. Three up, three down, the last two at bats.
You are correct. Actually, the last three bats.
There haven't been many base runners in this ball game. There's the 0-1. Kirby looks over across the plate, takes it for ball one.
King William had a runner in the first inning, and that's it. And Randolph Henry had two runners in the first inning, and that's it.
So just getting a runner on board is a premium right now. That pitch in the same place as the last one, just off the plate. Two balls and one strike. Rappahannock boys looking for their fifth state championship today. It would be the third for head coach Jim Beeger as they prepare for the Class 1 state baseball championship. There's a shot to left field that will fall and go through the glove of the left fielder Carey and go all the way to the fence. Rounding second, and they're going to hold Kirby up there if a double.
That was a hard hit ball.
Yes,
left
it was.
It took one hop and went right between the legs of the left fielder, Carey, all the way to the fence. And Kirby made it to second base. We'll have to rule that a single and advancing to second on an error.
So King William with a runner in scoring position and nobody out, and here is Peyton Lewis.
These are the opportunities when you get the leadoff man on to be able to come through.
First pitch foul back 0-1. Yeah, that's by far the hardest hit ball we've had in this ball game so far.
And as deep as the outfielders are playing, a hit to the outfield certainly should score a run, especially in center field.
So Kirby is the first base runner to reach second base for King William here this morning. There's the 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2.
Lewis in the first inning, I had a hit on my scorebook. The scoreboard does not, so that's a little in question.
0-2, the pitch count to Peyton Lewis. One ball and two strikes.
That was a check swing on that one, and she did not go around. So, big spot here in this, the fourth inning.
This is a great complex here. This has got four ball fields on it and a big square press box in the middle you can see all the way around. Next pitch popped up and foul.
That might hit our roof.
Yep. hit our roof and fell off right in front of us.
Three-story press box. Nice concession stand area. This is just absolutely gorgeous facility. Run by the county here.
One ball and two strikes to the first baseman, Lewis.
Marine at third for Randolph Henry's one or two steps inside of third.
big gap in right center field as the center fielder is shaded over to the left.
And playing deep,
yes.
The left fielder is playing very deep on a left-handed batter. I'm not sure of that.
Here's the 1-2, and that is going to be a call strike three. So another strikeout for Dana Allen. She's getting up around 10 now, isn't she?
I'm going to tell you in a moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strikeouts so far for Dana Allen.
So one away and a runner in Addison Kirby at second base. Batter is Jillian Smith. Off-speed pitch misses high and away, ball one.
Smith struck out in her first plate appearance in the first inning.
Smith is the third baseman for King William. That's a foul to the third base coaching box. One ball and one strike. Well, I'll tell you, we've just been blessed with gorgeous weather all through the postseason. We had that one little shower over to Essex. We had a
5 minute delay.
A 5 minute rain delay. And outside of that, it's just been gorgeous. I mean, we've had low temperatures, little or no humidity. It's just been absolutely perfect weather for the postseason. That pitch from Allen is way outside, and the count is at 2-1.
We're in the top of the fourth inning already in a scoreless game.
Holland Krakowski is on deck for the Cavaliers as they bat in the bottom of the fourth. Kirby ready to go from second. There's a swing and a miss. The count is even at 2-2.
Now the center fielder for Randall Henry is actually shaded a little bit toward right.
Yep.
But still playing very deep.
2-2 delivery. That's missing high. 3-2. So the count runs full.
I'm thinking this is the first 3-2 count we've seen from Danner Allen.
If it's not, we haven't seen many of them, I can tell you. Kirby, the base runner, at second.
Big pitch here.
That's a swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Dana.
Danner Allen with 7 strikeouts now.
And to the plate will be Holland Krukowski. Krukowski, I guess that's pronounced.
It's Krukowski.
She's the Cavalier second baseman. No score in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch is going to be high.
A leadoff double. Well, a leadoff single advancing to second on an error. Kirby is still standing at second, hoping for a base hit to knock her in.
There's a 1-0 from Allen. That
just missed.
Missing off the outside corner, apparently. 2 balls and no strikes.
Now the center fielder has come in.
Abigail,
a little closer.
Abigail Townsend, due up next for the Cavaliers in the bottom of the fourth. There's the 2-0, swing and a miss, 2-1.
Yeah, base hit right now would be absolutely huge.
Yes, it would.
And King William with their 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters this inning. This is a part of the order that needs to come through.
Ooh, that pitch
almost hit her
in the head. Run the count to full again at 3-2. 3-1, I'm sorry, 3-1.
And now the breeze has pretty much left. The flags are still.
Yeah. It blew consistently here yesterday. 3-1, that is going to be called strike two. That, to me, that looks off the plate.
And you're more behind the plate than I am.
Yeah.
I actually have a tent that locks my view of the plate. So you got a better view.
Yeah. So here is the payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and Allen strikes out the side. Wow. At the end of four complete, no score, Randolph Henry and King William duking it out for the girls' Class 2 state championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
T-Town Tack Work in Western Wear in Tappahannock carries the brands you know and love like Red Wing, Irish Setter, Ariat, Carhartt, Extra Tough, Hey Dude, Georgia, Old South, plus Dansko and Brighton. T-Town Tack also carries scrubs, hats, jewelry, horse supplies, and much more. Not sure of the size? Well, a gift card is always the perfect fit. Shop local. Shop T-Town Tack Work in Western Wear in Tappahannock and check them out on Facebook.
Craving a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's? How about a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel? Freshly toasted with butter, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, a fluffy folded egg, and two slices of melty American cheese. Or how about a steak bagel? Freshly toasted with real butter, a tender, juicy steak patty, a fluffy folded egg, melty American cheese, and savory grilled onions. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, McDonald's has something for everyone. In Tappahannock, Warsaw, Kilmarnock, and Colonial Beach.
Well, Rich, we're rolling right along, and not much happening except the pitcher's duel.
Yeah, King William has left two runners on base. Randolph Henry's left two runners on base. Everything is even for the most part.
First pitch, that's going to be a shot right through the box out to center field, so a leadoff single for the first batter of the inning, Summer Jones.
Well, there you go. King William, last inning, got the runner at second, the leadoff batter, and decided not to try to bunt her to third, and the next three batters could not come through with a hit, and now Randolph Henry with a leadoff runner on.
Here's the first pitch.
And again,
fell back.
There was no attempt to bunt there.
I'm surprised.
This is the number, seven batter in the lineup?
Yes, she is number seven.
You would think there'd be a bunt coming here, but not on the first pitch.
That's going to be in the dirt. One ball and one strike.
Well, that was another ground ball from Taylor.
Yeah.
Johnson must have.
I think that must have nicked her leg, too. So we are at one and one. There is a flare to right field coming in. That is caught at the
double play
by Harley. And back to first base, they turn a double play.
Wow, she caught that ball just before it hit the ground.
I mean, that was a shoelace catch in right field. And she rifled it to first base and gets the double play.
Yeah, that was
what a play.
Quite a play, because if that ball gets by her,
yeah,
they're looking at probably second and runners at second and third and nobody out.
What a play by Chloe Harley in right field. And then 9-3 to finish up the double play.
So now we have some lineup change going on here. Number nine is the batter.
Yeah,
that's a new batter.
Vivian Eason.
So a pinch hitter. I don't know if it'll be a re-entry or not, but a pinch hitter right now, number 11, Vivian Eason. And the first pitch is a strike.
Wow.
What a play.
Randolph Henry gets the first batter on, and then he gets caught in a double play. 0-1, that's outside 1-1.
Well, we said, these teams defensively are very good, although there was that error in left field by Randolph Henry, but it didn't cost them.
1-1, that's certainly going to be a strike, a ball and two strikes. We are in the top of the fifth inning already.
And only, 50 minutes into the game.
Well, 1-2 delivery, swing and a miss, strikeout. And that will do it for the Statesmen here in the fifth at the end of 4.5. We're still scoreless. Randolph Henry and King William for the girls' Class 2 state softball championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Looking for a bank that cares about you and the community you live in? Hi, this is Temple Womack, branch manager for United Bank in Tappahannock. At United Bank, we make decisions locally, and we offer the friendly, personal service you deserve. United Bank is also a small business bank and understands your small business needs. Know that we are here to meet all your financial needs.
United Bank. Bank with United.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Andy's Automotive and Transmission. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. They sell only the best parts, including OEM parts, and they're only installed by ASE-certified technicians committed to being the best in automotive service and providing you with quality car care at a fair price. At Andy's Automotive, they don't guess, they test. 123 Commerce Park Drive in Manquin. Call Andy's Automotive at 769-9988 or online at andysautomotiveandtransmission.com.
Moving on to the bottom of the fifth, and for the Cavaliers, they've only had a couple of base runners all day. They left a runner at second in the last at bat.
This is Annabelle Townsend, the center fielder, leading off.
Then Skylar Merriweather and Chloe Harley due up for the Cavaliers in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Boy, Allen's got it on cruise control. She's
got 8 strikeouts so far. And
Taylor
Allen has 5 strikeouts so far. Or Taylor Johnson.
0-1. Gets the call off the corner of the plate. That was the third strike, actually. So that's another strikeout for Dana Allen.
Yeah, I think Dana Allen got a generous call on that called strike.
Yeah, the outside of the plate is real questionable from where I'm sitting.
But he's consistently calling it.
Yeah, he has. First pitch foul back 0-1.
Last inning, Dana Allen struck out the side after a hit and a runner at second for King William. Allen struck out the next 3 batters.
Rye Cove and Eastside will play on this field later today for the Class 1 state championship. There's a call strike at the knees. One away for the Cavaliers here in the bottom of the fifth.
He definitely likes the call on the outside.
Yes, he does. 0-1, that certainly had to be too far outside there. That was over in the left-hand batting box. 1-2. Boy, nobody's showing any signs of breaking this down. There's that called strike on the corner.
Back-to-back called strikeout.
Yeah.
And the Northumberland soccer match right now is at halftime, the girls, and they are leading 2-1.
Back here in Botetourt, we are in the bottom of the fifth, and with 2 away, here's the right fielder, Chloe Harley, who made an awesome defensive play last inning in the field. Check swing is fouled down the line at first base.
I mean, this is brand-new territory for the Northumberland girls soccer team to be in this position to win a state championship and leading at halftime 2-1 over Auburn.
Rappahannock and Chill Howie for the Class 1 Boys State Baseball Championship. We broadcast the Rappahannock game yesterday. Then we watched the Lancaster-Chill Howie game. I'll tell you, Chill Howie hit the ball hard all through the batting order. So
there was a swing and a miss on it.
Yep,
the second pitch, so it's 0-2.
0-2, 2 outs, nobody on for the Cavs in the bottom of the fifth.
So that Rappahannock baseball, that's a ball. That Rappahannock baseball game is a 1 o'clock start at Kiwanis Field in Salem. And Bruce Thomas and Malcolm Lewis will be broadcasting that game live with a 12:45 pregame over on River Country 107.5.
1-2 from Allen, winds and fires. That's going to miss high. 2-2.
Now the breeze has picked back up some.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's a major accomplishment just to get a base runner in this ball game.
And a real major accomplishment if you can make that runner move up.
Yeah. We've had a couple of base runners get to second, and that's it. And here's another strikeout to go in the books for Allen. That will wind it up for the Cavaliers here in the fifth inning. So we go to the sixth, still scoreless. Randolph Henry and King William for the girls' Class 2 State Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
The Shed Man on 360 in Aylett, in business for over 30 years. The Shed Man, family owned and operated, sells sheds in all shapes, sizes, and colors. You can even order custom sheds at no extra charge. While you're there, stop into the She Shed, selling Amish gifts and decor, along with a huge selection of outdoor poly furniture. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 5, Saturdays 10 till 3, and Sunday by appointment. Call the Shed Man at 769-1112.
Nothing beats the flavors, the taste, and the great company at Bella's Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock. Sauce made fresh, the right way, the Italian way. Bella's Pizza serves all the great Italian dishes, hand-tossed pizza, subs, salads, and a host of other Italian dishes. Don't miss the Monday through Friday lunch buffet at Bella's. Family lunch or dinner, it's Bella's Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock.
Well, if there ever was a classic pitcher's duel, this is it. Taylor Johnson for King William and Dana Allen for Randolph Henry.
Danner Allen has struck out 8 of the last 9 batters.
First pitch is going to be a bunt by Kara Trent. The third baseman recovers it and down to first for out number one.
Actually, Taylor Johnson, the pitcher, fielded that and made the throw to first.
So one away here in the top of the sixth, and it's back to the top of the order now for Alyssa Townsend.
Townsend walked and was out on a fielder's choice in the first inning and struck out in the third.
First pitch going to be on the outside corner at the knees, 0-1.
Danner Allen's certainly getting a lot more strikeouts than Taylor Johnson, but the King William defense is playing well.
Breaking ball misses high, 1-1.
Taylor Johnson has 5 strikeouts, 1 in each inning. So the defense is making plays.
Johnson ready. Here's a shot that'll be in the gap between short and third. So a one-out single.
There's a base runner.
We'll put a base runner on board here for Randolph Henry.
And that is only the second hit of the game. I don't think the scoreboard operator is keeping hits and errors.
Glenna Varine. Or rather, Dana Allen, the batter. First pitch is fouled off, 0-1. Varine is on deck.
Yeah, I'm showing 2 hits now for Randolph Henry. And King William has 1 hit.
We're in the top of the sixth. Johnson delivers. There's a chopper to short on to second for one. On to first. Double play.
Double play.
To end the inning.
Wow.
Unbelievable. That is the second time in a row King William has finished off the innings on double plays. So we'll go to the bottom of the sixth. We're still scoreless. Randolph Henry and King William battling it out for the Class 2 State Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR. Streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Your King William Farm Bureau insurance agents, Randy Kelly, Kristen Lockridge, and Troy Simons, and your King and Queen Farm Bureau agent, Mike Pumo, are here for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and even renter's insurance. Get the membership advantage with King William Farm Bureau on Route 360 in King William, or King and Queen Farm Bureau near West Point, or online at FarmBureauAdvantage.com.
Good luck to King William in the state tournament from Nutrien Ag Solutions, located in Aylett. Just like in sports, it takes teamwork. Nutrien Ag Solutions is the world's largest provider of crop, inputs, and services. Decade after decade, Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to provide the best technologies, tools, and products for the American farmer and the work they do. Call Nutrien Ag Solutions in Allen at 769-9200.
T-Town Tack, work in Western Wear in Tappahannock, carries the brand.
Olivia Unser set to lead off for King William as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning.
9-1-2 at the plate this time for King William.
And man, Anna Allen has been mowing them down, I'm going to tell you.
Last two innings were all strikeouts.
Breeze is blowing out to center field now, and a pretty good one. There's an abundant attempt, and Unser backs up and takes it for ball one.
So you're a nine batter, so he's trying to figure out a way to get on base for the top of the order.
Third baseman Marine is about 15 feet up the line from third. First baseman Snead about 10 feet up the line from first base.
And they're charging.
Here's the pitch. There's a bunch. Lay down a nice one right there. First baseman is going to retrieve it on to second, not in to the second baseman Hamlet, who was covering the bag, and not in time. That was a really, really good bunt by Unser.
I'll tell you what, though, it came very close to that bat falling into the ball. So it's a single, a bunt single to lead off the inning.
So the leadoff batter is on. And here is Taylor Johnson. Let's see if she can get some damage done here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch off the plate. Here's a throw down to second. That is off the mark. And King William will get a steal and get a runner in scoring position. So Unser moves up to second. And the pitch count is 1-0 to Taylor Johnson with Addison Kirby on deck.
Well, for the second time this game, King William's got a runner at second with nobody out. Are they going to bunt with your best hitter at the plate?
Yeah, that's a tough decision there.
Because the base hit's going to probably score that run.
There's a pitch that's going to be called strike 1-1.
Well, the scoreboard showing 2-0, but that wasn't called strike.
I think that it should be 1-1. There we go. They corrected. 1-1 from Allen. There's a chopper right up through the box, and the play will be to first base. That's not in time, and that will put runners on the corners for King William. A slow roller from Johnson, and the second baseman, Hamlet, couldn't get it in time and get it over to first base. So two on now. Well, this is certainly the best situation King William has been in offensively today.
That ball was at first looked to me like it was going to be cleanly up the middle into the outfield, but it was slow enough that the second baseman got it, but the throw to first not in time, and that'll be another infield hit. So, yeah, first and third, nobody out. Now Randolph Henry's coach is out at the pitching circle with the entire infield discussing strategy now with runners on first and third, nobody out.
You got to try to do something and get Olivia Unser on the board here. She's a base runner at third base. Taylor Johnson is at first. And Addison Kirby, who had a hit her last time up, is going to be the batter now with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth.
And Randolph Henry's infield is playing in.
Yes, they are.
To cut off the run if King William tries to score. I don't think a ground ball to any infielder, I don't think they're going to send the runner on third. Not with it. No outs. Outfield's playing fairly deep, so a hit to the outfield will definitely score the run. But all of the infielders are in.
So Kirby steps in with runners at the corners and nobody out. Allen delivers, and that's going to be bunt, and that's going to be a foul ball, but just barely.
It looked like she picked that ball
Marine
up.
Marine looked like she picked
on
it up
line.
Almost when it was on the line, yeah.
I think that might have been a safety squeeze because the third base runner did not come hard on that bunt attempt.
So 0-1 to Kirby with Peyton Lewis on deck.
So that brings the third baseman even closer in.
There, the 0-1. No sign of bunting there. Takes that pitch up and away. One ball and one strike.
That ball must have just barely been in foul territory off the line.
Yeah. 1-1 popped up, and is that playable? It might be. Boy, yeah, that on-deck batter was almost in the way over there. She was actually in the way. I'm surprised.
There's going to be a question on that now.
Randolph Henry's not going to argue that question.
Okay, I just got a text message that Sadie Packett for Rappahannock Tennis Singles wins the state championship. Listen to this, 6-0, 6-0.
So that is a sweep.
A clean sweep for the Rappahannock girls, and now we're going to have a conference of umpires to determine whether the on-deck batter for King William obstructed the third baseman from making the play on that foul ball over near the dugout.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised they're not going to call her out because she was definitely
I mean, she didn't move into the way. She just didn't move.
Yeah, I don't think she even saw the ball.
And if there is a circle, and if she was inside, they're calling her out.
Yep.
So if you're in, I'm not sure about the rule. If you're inside the circle, do you still have to get out of the way? Okay, so you do have to, I'm hearing you, that you do have to get out of the way.
So that will be out number one. That's a big out for Randolph Henry here.
And not being a veteran scorekeeper, I'm not sure how you put that in the book, other than it's an out.
So one away here for the Cavaliers. There's a foul ball out of play down the right field side.
So Peyton Lewis, who was called for the obstruction, is now at the plate batting. And wouldn't this be something if she could come through with a hit right here to knock in a run?
Infield is still in. Olivia Unser is the go-ahead run at third base. Here's the pitch to the plate. There's a base hit. That will put King William on the board. And on to third base is going to be Taylor Johnson. So Cavaliers take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the sixth.
How about that? Peyton Lewis gets called for obstruction in the batter, the on-deck circle, then comes to the plate and knocks in the go-ahead run.
So King William on the board here in the bottom of the sixth, leading 1-0.
So three singles in this inning for King William.
Runner still on the corners, one away now. And the batter is going to bunt the ball. That is going to be Jillian Smith.
Safe at the plate.
And another score for King William as they send Taylor Johnson.
That was a safety squeeze.
Yep.
And she got there in time.
So now it is 2-0, King William. Boy, that was a big insurance run right there. King William has come to life here in the bottom of the sixth, put two runs on the board.
Still only one out.
Here is Holland Krakowski, the second baseman. Runners at first and second now for the Cavaliers. First pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1.
Boy, I tell you, Danner Allen had been mowing them down.
Yes, she had. She had like eight straight strikeouts.
Eight strikeouts out of nine batters in this inning. King William has gotten to her with three infield singles. Two infield singles.
There's the 0-1. That's going to be off the plate, 1-1.
Peyton Lewis's hit was to the outfield. A clean hit between first and second.
Krakowski is the batter.
Krakowski has struck out twice so far.
1-1, grounded foul between third and the coaching box.
Well, it's not very often you see an out called on an obstruction by the on-deck batter.
No.
But that happened, and King William has been able to overcome that.
Peyton Lewis, the base runner at second. Jillian Smith is on board at first. There's a little half-hearted swing. It's going to be another strikeout. That will be the second out of the inning. And this will bring up the center fielder, Abigail Townsend.
Still got a runner in scoring position. Base hit would likely score her.
Yes.
Three runs would be big.
That first pitch fouled off, 0-1. And what a beautiful facility with the mountains in the backdrop here. The weather has been absolutely perfect. Townsend asked for time. Now she's back ready. Townsend steps back in, swing and a miss. 0-2. Allen jumps way ahead in the count. King William got some stuff going here in the sixth inning, though.
Well, they're only going to need three outs in the next bat.
Here's a check, foul ball at the plate. 0-2.
I mean, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning,
yeah.
So King William is three outs away from winning this thing.
Well, looking ahead to Randolph Henry in the seventh, it'll be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. So
wow.
That's the heart of the lineup. Next pitch, swing and a miss. That will retire the sides, but King William puts two on the board. So at the end of six now, the Cavaliers leading 2-0 over Randolph Henry in the Class 2 State Softball Championship on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
T-Town Tack Work in Western Wear in Tappahannock carries the brands you know and love like Red Wing, Irish Setter, Ariat, Carhartt, Extra Tough, Hey Dude, Georgia, Old South, plus Dansko and Brighton. T-Town Tack also carries scrubs, hats, jewelry, horse supplies, and much more. Not sure of the size? Well, a gift card is always the perfect fit. Shop local. Shop T-Town Tack Work in Western Wear in Tappahannock and check them out on Facebook.
Craving a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's? How about a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel? Freshly toasted with butter, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, a fluffy folded egg, and two slices of melty American cheese. Or how about a steak bagel? Freshly toasted with real butter, a tender, juicy steak patty, a fluffy folded egg, melty American cheese, and savory grilled onions. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, McDonald's has something for everyone. In Tappahannock, Warsaw, Kilmarnock, and Colonial Beach.
Well, King William three outs away from claiming the Class 2 state championship. And it's going to be the heart of the order coming up for Randolph Henry. It'll be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, beginning with the third baseman, Glenna Vereen. She steps in, and we are ready to go in the top of the seventh. First pitch, that was about a 40-footer. That was on the ground early. 1-0
I've got the pitcher, Danner Allen, for Randolph Henry, with 13 strikeouts, but trailing 2-0.
Here's the 1-0. Next pitch fouled off. 1-1.
And Taylor Johnson actually only has 5 strikeouts, but her defense behind her has been excellent. 2 double plays in this game.
Wow.
1 in each of the last 2 innings.
You've had a good game if you can turn 1 double play. And the last 2 innings in a row, that's how King William finished up the innings. Next pitch is off-speed pitch. Is going to be high and away. 2 balls and no strikes to Vereen.
Scoreboard's got 2-1.
Yeah, maybe it is 2-1. That's a bouncer right over the head of Johnson out into center field. So the leadoff batter is on, and the tie run coming to the plate is going to be Kendall Sneed.
That's only the third hit of the game for Randolph Henry.
That was just a high hopper, went over the glove of Johnson. Right over the bag at center, at second, out into center field. First pitch outside, 1-1.
Well, if you're down 1-0, this would be a bunting situation,
yeah.
Even with your four-hitter, but you're down 2-0. So.
Yeah. Next pitch fouled off.
She's definitely swinging away. I mean, this is your four-hitter. She struck out in the first and lined out to the first baseman unassisted in the fourth.
1-1 on the way. There's a pop-up to the pitcher. It'll be taken by Johnson inside the pitcher's circle. And that is out number one.
That is a huge out, getting that first out.
Yes, it is.
With the number four hitter at the plate.
And now it'll be Abigail Dixon.
Dixon grounded out first, pitcher to first, and the first inning struck out in the fourth.
Fouls the first pitch over towards the third base dugout, 0-1.
King William two outs away from the state championship.
I think these girls have been on a mission ever since they left here last year. Next pitch foul back 0-2, so
no question.
Johnson jumps way up in the pitch count here.
That was a heartbreaking loss last year in extra innings in the state semifinals right here at this same complex. Now they've gotten themselves in position to win the state championship.
Here the 0-2 off speed. That is just high, a ball and two strikes.
Big speed difference on that pitch compared to the fastball. Big gap in right center field.
One away, one on. The next pitch foul back. Yeah, the center fielder is shaded to the left. There's a big gap right there between right and center field.
Right fielder is playing to pull. Infielders are all playing normal.
One ball, two strikes. Big breaking ball, misses high. 2-2.
And now the wind looks like it's blowing out.
Yes, blowing out now, almost blowing right out to center field.
Breeze has picked up.
2-2, there is a check swing and a grounder to short. They've got one at second over to first, not in time this time. That would have been the ball game if they could have turned the double play right there. But they'll get the lead runner in the field of choice. So that'll make it two away now. And Summer Jones will be the batter for Randolph Henry.
Jones flew out to center field in the second inning and had a base hit, single base hit in the fifth inning. So now we're down to one out away.
First pitch is going to be outside and low ball one. Sydney Hamlet on deck for Randolph Henry if they get that far in the seventh. That also is going to miss outside, 2-0. Don't want to open up any opportunities to see what happened to the King William boys yesterday in the seventh inning of their ball game. That's going to be
down low
side again, 3-0. That may be the first time today that Johnson has fallen 3-0 in a pitch count.
Well, she's had no walks so far, knock on wood. That's got to be
that's
a strike.
That's going to be a call strike, 3-1. Abigail Dixon is the base runner at first with two outs.
And King William up 2-0.
There's the pitch. Call strike two.
Check swing, but the pitch was called a strike.
So now we have a full count.
And look at the breeze now.
Yeah.
Blake is standing up.
Yep. Yeah, the wind has really picked up here in the last few minutes. Here's the payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and mission accomplished. King William has won the state championship. 2-0 is the final over Randolph Henry, and we'll be back with our postgame coming up on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Looking for a bank that cares about you and the community you live in? Hi, this is Temple Womack, branch manager for United Bank in Tappahannock. At United Bank, we make decisions locally, and we offer the friendly, personal service you deserve. United Bank is also a small business bank and understands your small business needs. Know that we are here to meet all your financial needs.
United Bank, bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Andy's Automotive and Transmission. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. They sell only the best parts, including OEM parts, and they're only installed by ASE-certified technicians committed to being the best in automotive service and providing you with quality car care at a fair price. At Andy's Automotive, they don't guess, they test. 123 Commerce Park Drive in Manquin. Call Andy's Automotive at 769-9988 or online at andysautomotiveandtransmission.com.
The Shed Man on 360 in Aylett, in business for over 30 years. The Shed Man, family owned and operated, sells sheds in all shapes, sizes, and colors. You can even order custom sheds at no extra charge. While you're there, stop into the She Shed, selling Amish gifts and decor, along with a huge selection of outdoor poly furniture. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 5, Saturdays 10 till 3, and Sunday by appointment. Call The Shed Man at 769-1112.
Well, the Cavaliers will be bringing home the State Hardware as they win it 2-0 over Randolph Henry. Dana Allen with over a dozen strikeouts. Boy, what a tough loss that has to be.
She had 13 strikeouts in this game.
She pitched a great game for Randolph Henry, and Taylor Johnson didn't do too badly for King William either. She pitches a shutout. Cavaliers get the job done after falling in the state semifinals last year. They'll win the state championship this year by a score of 2-0 over Randolph Henry.
It all came down to the sixth inning, the bottom of the sixth for King William. They led off with a single and then followed with another single after an out on obstruction by the on-deck batter. That batter comes to the plate and drives in a run with a single. And then that was Peyton Lewis. Then Jillian Smith bunted a safety squeeze, and the run scored, the second run scored. That was Taylor Johnson. And that was it in the game. Two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning for King William.
And if the pitching wasn't something, how about the King William defense? They turned two double plays. The right fielder, Chloe Harley, caught a shoestring ball out in right field and relayed it into first base to turn a double play to finish the fifth inning. Then in the sixth inning, it was a 6-4-3 double play, and it don't get much better than that, I'll tell you.
No errors in the game at all for King William. Randolph Henry did have an error, but it did not result in a run. And for King William, they had their two runs. They only had three. No, I'm sorry. They had four hits, three of them in that sixth inning. And of those three hits in the sixth inning, two were in the infield. One was out to the outfield. King William ended up leaving three runners on base. For Randolph Henry, of course, no runs. They did have five hits. They left three runners on base. King William, again, no errors in the game. And Taylor Johnson, the standout pitcher for King William, with six strikeouts. She had one strikeout in each inning except for the sixth inning. And, of course, we'll be keeping track of her at James Madison University next year. The pitcher, of course, for Randolph Henry, Danner Allen. She'll be playing at Liberty. And, boy, 13 strikeouts. Out of the, King William didn't bat in the bottom of these, so it was out of 18 outs,
yeah,
13 strikeouts. Pretty amazing, yes. But King William was able to manufacture a couple of runs there in the sixth to pick up the win.
Wow, that's getting it done. Well, we're going to take a break and come back. We'll wrap up everything going on around the state here when we come back. You're listening to the post game of King William and Randolph Henry on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
Your King William Farm Bureau insurance agents, Randy Kelly, Kristen Lockridge, and Troy Simons, and your King and Queen Farm Bureau agent, Mike Pumo, are here for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and even renter's insurance. Get the membership advantage with King William Farm Bureau on Route 360 in King William or King and Queen Farm Bureau near West Point, or online at farmbureauadvantage.com.
Good luck to King William in the state tournament from Nutrien Ag Solutions, located in Aylett. Just like in sports, it takes teamwork. Nutrien Ag Solutions is the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services. Decade after decade, Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to provide the best technologies, tools, and products for the American farmer and the work they do. Call Nutrien Ag Solutions in Aylett at 769-9200.
T-Town Tack Work in Western Wear in Tappahannock carries the brands you know and love like Red Wing, Irish Setter, Ariat, Carhartt, Extra Tough, Hey Dude, Georgia, Old South, plus Dansko and Brighton. T-Town Tack also carries scrubs, hats, jewelry, horse supplies, and much more. Not sure of the size? Well, a gift card is always the perfect fit. Shop local. Shop T-Town Tack Work in Western Wear in Tappahannock and check them out on Facebook.
Well, down on the infield, they are handing out the awards to the runners-up and to the state champion Cavaliers. I'm going to go over to Rich. He's got an update on everything that's been going on out here in the Spring Jubilee this weekend.
All right, so first of all, we'll talk about girls' tennis. You know, the Rappahannock girls won their second straight team championship Thursday. And then yesterday, the Rappahannock doubles team of Laney Williams and Maggie Wonderling won the double state championship, 6-1, 6-2. And today, the Rappahannock's Sadie Packett wins the single state championship, and I mean in impressive fashion, 6-0, 6-0. The Rappahannock girls tennis team, a clean sweep for Class 1 this year. And, of course, the team wins for the second year in a row. In soccer today, the Northumberland girls, they are playing for the state championship at Roanoke College against Auburn. And at halftime, Northumberland girls are leading Auburn 2-1. We hope to have the final for that during our Rappahannock baseball broadcast that's coming up. Now, in baseball today, as I just said, Rappahannock is going to play Chilhowee in the state championship. That's at Kiwanis Field in Salem. That's a 1 o'clock start. Bruce Thomas and Malcolm Lewis will have that game live. You'll have to switch your radio to River Country 107.5 to hear the Rappahannock baseball game. And like I said, during that game, we should be able to keep you up to date on the Northumberland girls soccer match. I'll also point out in soccer that the West Point boys are playing for the state championship today at Galax. Their match will follow the Northumberland girls match. West Point boys scheduled to start at 12:30.
Well, congratulations to the King William Cavaliers and Coach Elizabeth Welshans. They win the 2024 Class 2 State Softball Championship in a thriller, 2-0 over Randolph Henry. So we've got to pack our bags now and head to Salem and root Bruce and Malcolm on for the boys' Class 1 State Championship between Rappahannock and Chilhowee. And again, that's going to be over on River Country 107.5. So for Rich Morgan, Jim Thorne saying so long from Botetourt, where the Cavaliers are your 2024 Girls Class 2 State Champions on 105.5 WRAR and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.
You've been listening to High School Softball live on 105.5 WRAR. This high school softball broadcast has been brought to you by Bella Pizza and Italian Restaurant in Tappahannock, by the Shed Man on 360 in King William, by Andy's Automotive in Manquin, by Nutrien Ag Solutions, by King William Farm Bureau Insurance, by T-Town Tack Work and Western Wear in Tappahannock, by United Bank and BankWithUnited.com, and by McDonald's in Tappahannock, Warsaw, Kilmarnock, and Colonial Beach. Thank you for listening to High School Softball on 105.5 WRAR-FM, Tappahannock, Warsaw, and all of the Middle Peninsula and Northern Neck, and streaming live at RealRadio804.com.